It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Filmmakers Lounge at the Whiskey Jar. My first interview of the day, Dori Barton, a director and new director.
Mm-hmm.
That's really exciting. Your film, Girl Flu, screens today, Friday, at 6:15 p.m. In Newcomb Hall. Dori, thank you. We've been chatting for like the past 10 minutes. I've been enjoying talking to you.
I didn't
want to start recording, but
sure.
we should do this now.
We might as well record while we're chatting. So,
first of all, let's talk about the film, and then we'll talk a little bit about you. But let's talk about Girl Flu. Flu, F-L-U.
F-L-U, but also as the homonym of flu.
There's a little wordplay in there. I like it.
Yes.
So tell us about Girl Flu, which screens, again, tonight, Friday, 6:15 at the Newcomb Hall Theater.
It's my first film. I wrote and directed it. It's a double coming-of-age story about a little 12-year-old girl named Bird and her mother. And their relationship is a little lopsided, more than a little lopsided. Bird is really, she's mothering her mother.
Yeah.
She's the grown-up in this relationship. And things have been working out fine, though it's clearly, you know, an imbalanced relationship. But the inciting incident of the story is that Bird gets her first period in a very public, very humiliating, very disturbing way. This is a comedy, though, just I should say, for people who are afraid that I might have made another version of Carrie.
It's a period comedy.
It's a period piece, yes. So she gets her first period, and she, you know, for the first time, like, really needs her mom to be a mom.
Right.
And her mom is really not up to it. They're more like, you know, she looks at it more like sisters, basically.
Tell me about the cast, because you have some impressive people in
here. Yeah, we have a beautiful, beautiful cast, and I'm so grateful to have. So the mom, Jenny, is played by Katie Sackhoff.
No. I love
Katie Sackhoff. I just saw that look in your eyes. I know that look.
She's just terrific in everything she does.
Yeah, people get that Katie Sackhoff look in their eyes. She's awesome because she's badass.
Yeah.
She's sexy and beautiful and super, super smart and funny.
What a killer combination.
Yeah.
Smart and can kick your ass.
Yeah. Which would intimidate most people, but I can see it doesn't intimidate you. So good for you. But this was her first time doing comedy, so she was rightfully nervous to do it. But also, I think
she's kind of hilarious in Longmire, but it's not a comedy.
It's a different comedy.
Excellent.
It's a different flavor of comedy. This film has a bit more of a flavor of it's a little lighter than things that she has done. It is a dramedy. There's a lot of. There's a lot of really authentic, genuine soul in this film. It's a very heartfelt film.
Tell me about her character. You said she plays the mother in the film.
Yeah, so Jenny is, she had her daughter, Bird, when she was much too young. So she just really never grew up. She kind of just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
She just kind of stopped there and then. And she wants to have fun. She wants things to be light and... She has a fear of commitment because she's afraid that if she ever committed anything, it would stop her from having fun. She smokes too much pot. She sleeps too late. She eats bad food. You know, she's basically a hedonist.
Mm.
So, you know, her life with her child is, you know, she's made it work out by having, you know, the help of friends around her. She's probably had the help of her mother, you know, before this film starts. Her mother is now living on an ashram in India, which brings us to the start of the film where mother and daughter are living in grandma's house. And, you know, trying to not burn the place down and to, you know, to take care of each other. And like I said, it's clearly imbalanced, but it's been working okay until now. So Bird, the film, it is a double coming of age story, very much so. But the film, primarily through most of the film, is through Bird's perspective, the 12-year-old.
So Bird becoming a young woman... But also her mother, kind of maybe finally becoming the mother she should have been.
Yeah, I like to think about it basically is that they're both becoming women.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I got my period when I was 11, I was told like, "Congratulations, you're a woman now." I'm like, I'm 11. No, absolutely not.
Right, you're a woman now. Not finished your sixth grade math homework.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you're a woman now. Like, what does that mean? But that's like what we're taught to tell. You know, it's. A lot of the reason that this the film is about, you know, a 12-year-old girl, it's really important for me that people remember that that we're children when this happens to us.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not adults. I mean, you bust open a box of tampons and look at the instructions. Those are written for like a 40-year-old. They're not okay.
I will confess, I've never read them.
You go home tonight, check those instructions out. I mean, they're not written for children. They're not warm in front, you know. None of this is, most of our society is not directing this at who we are when this transition happens to us. You know, by the time we're teenagers in our 20s, whatever, we don't need the instructions anymore. You know, we can handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like we are doing better by our girls and our young women.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like generationally we've gotten better and better at talking about this. But I think we can still do better. And I think we can include men too, which is part of what, the story is about. Like one of the other actors, very fine, wonderful actors, Jeremy Sisto.
Jeremy Sisto. I was going to bring him up. He's just good.
Yeah.
Everything he does.
He's so, yeah.
You just can't take your eyes off this guy.
Yeah. He's magnificent. So he really in the film sort of stands in, not as every man. He's a very, very specific character and it's a very specific performance. He's wonderful in it. But he does kind of represent what place men, even if you're uncomfortable, mm-hmm. like what place men can have in young women's lives and supporting them through this transition and letting them know that it's going to be okay and letting them know that just because they're going through a change doesn't mean that you have to treat them any differently. And then in fact, the opposite is true, is that you need to just treat them, you know, like, be compassionate, be patient, you know, but like just let them know that it's okay, you know. They don't have to suddenly see their entire life as something different. It's going to be fine.
I'm talking to director and writer Dori Barton. Her film Girl Flu screens tonight, Friday, 6:15 in the Newcomb Hall Theater. You're from Virginia?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually from Annandale, Virginia.
Okay, that counts.
Annandale, Fairfax, yeah. It's it's so funny. People ask me, you know, where I'm from. They say, you know, from Virginia, like northern Virginia, because when you're, of course, from Virginia, it's two different states.
Well, it's sort of like San Francisco and Los Angeles, isn't it?
Well, exactly. Yeah, you're from California.
Actually, more like San Francisco and Bakersfield when you're talking about the
exactly.
Virginia and
Charlottesville. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty big state.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big, different experience. Yeah.
But you've been out in L.A., you've been a working actor for a year or two.
Yeah, sure. A couple of years now.
and now you've written and directed your first film. How did that come about? How did you, once you had this completed script, how did you get it in the hands of people who wanted to make it? How did you get funding? I don't want to like bear down on the.
I'm not
Kim McMasters, but but you know, we're curious about how this
sure,
works.
Sure, sure. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes filmmakers don't like answering those questions just because it's like, for them, it's just like, oh, thank God that happened.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
thank God
that happened. Yeah. So, I grew up in Virginia, went to Cal Arts to study theater. Mm-hmm. So I've been a stage and film and television actor my whole life. And then, yeah, the parts just stopped being as interesting enough to me. In order to make it really, for me to feel really motivated to still like be, you know, getting out there and pounding the pavement and banging those doors to get the parts. Cause it just wasn't that motivating to me anymore. And that's for a number of reasons, but I think the biggest thing that happened to me is that I really just started watching film and really seeing it. When I used to watch films, I used to, you know, sort of put myself in the mind of one of the actors. You know, imagine it. You watch films, you sort of put yourself somewhere, right? And I realized at some point that I was watching it from the other side of the camera, you know, that I really started really deeply appreciating the cinematography and the shot selection and the, you know, the visual manner of storytelling. And I started writing scripts at some point. I worked with a partner for a while, and then I just decided that I really needed to create a piece of material for myself to to write and direct and to have that be kind of, I guess, like the turning point in my life. So,
I mean, that's something that, you know, some people don't always understand until you've been out someplace like, you know, like L.A. and working in the business.
Yeah.
Is that you're already in the pool. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
Right. You're not just jumping in.
Right.
You're there. You've learned how to swim.
Right.
You've been surrounded with creative people. You've made connections. And
some sharks.
Indeed.
But mostly nice people. I've had a very good experience.
But, you know, the transition from in front of the camera to behind the camera makes more sense once you're there.
That's true.
You know, we make these distinctions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to film school.
That's right, in Los Angeles, UCLA.
UCLA, that's right. You know, and I was in the writing program, and mm-hmm. you know, it was like writers and directors were like two different beasts, and actors were like way over there. They're just the people that you bring in at the last minute to stand in front of the camera and say their lines.
Sure.
but when you've been working out there for a few years, you realize that it's that. You're tapping into the same sort of creative muscle. And actually,
absolutely.
It turns out some of the best directors are people who have been in front of the camera, are actors who have made that transition.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, that you're tapping into the same creative source. Absolutely. Yeah. Because it is just, I'm definitely a very collaborative filmmaker. Yeah, you know, collaboration mm-hmm. makes me very happy on either side of the camera, or when I'm doing the stage work. You know, the collaboration between the actors and directors, really, really thrilling to me. But it is that same creative source. And I think for me, the directing just became more interesting because being an actor is very creative. But I think in many ways, acting started to feel to me like an interpretive art.
Yeah.
You're taking somebody else's words. Mm-hmm. You're talking with the director and receiving their vision. This world is set up around you, and it's your job to sort of like channel and interpret, you know, who that person is and be that person, which is incredibly, you know, thrilling. Like on the best of days and the best of parts. Well, you know, you're an actor too, so it's thrilling. But yeah, I think I needed to be the one initiating these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the same. It is all the same creative source. And certainly, once you have, you know, a screenplay and a vision for a film, there is that same creative source that everyone taps into.
Yeah, and also makes sense. Explains why a lot of directors like to work with the same actors over and over again. They develop a language, and they know that. You know, that actor, even if they're completely different roles, they're going to give them the kind of performance.
I would love to work with all of my actors again.
Well,
Jade Pettyjohn, who I wasn't able to talk about earlier, she's a young actor coming up in the world. And
She
plays Bird, and she is magnificent. I mean, in many ways, the film really is her tour de force. She's amazing to watch. The things that she channels, the emotional arc that she goes through, all of the things that she's able to convey. I mean, she's a very old, wise soul in a young body, but she's just absolutely magnificent to watch.
Again, I'm talking to director and writer Dori Barton. Her film Girl Flu screens tonight, Friday, 6:15 in Newcomb Hall Theater as part of the Virginia Film Festival. So you've been hitting the festival circuit.
Yes.
You've been taking this to a lot of places. What has the response been like?
I've been really, really touched by the response.
Yeah.
The film is entertaining. It's funny. So people have a good time watching it. It's a very heartfelt movie. It's made with a lot of soul from everybody. You know, everybody just brought their whole heart into this. I'm so grateful for that. But the response has also been incredibly personal. And I've got a lot of really beautifully overflowing responses from women and men,
mm-hmm.
which has been so thrilling to me. People wanting to share their experience with me, or people saying, thank you for making this movie. I'm so happy to see, you know, myself and my daughter represented on screen. Young women coming up to me and just so excited to see themselves on screen in a positive way and in a complex way and a really three-dimensional way, which, you know, is not...
Yeah.
Does not exist often for women of any age, but
no,
particularly not young women.
Yeah. The film is Girl Flu. It's screened tonight at 6:15 in Newcomb Hall Theater. So, assuming that it's going to be a sellout and every seat's going to be full, and some people really want to, hearing the podcast, really want to go see the film now, and they missed their chance.
Yes.
What can they find out more about it? Do you have a website set up? Or
sure. We're all over social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We have Instagram happening.
All that.
Oh, we have all of that. So yeah, we'll be at a couple more festivals. We'll be at the Alexandria Film Festival next weekend, which is another chance for people in the area to come see it.
Closer to your hometown.
Closer to my stomping grounds. Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll have people there that I've been friends with since sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew you since? You were
since they were like there the day I got my first period. Yeah, that'll be great. Isn't that funny? You know, to have that full circle.
and did anyone say someday you're going to make a film about this?
Oh, of course, because we always laugh about our tragedy when it's happening. No, I wish.
So just to wrap up, you're having this successful film. You're going on, been hitting the festival circuit. Have you been talking to anybody about wider distribution or how we might be able to see this film once you're done with the festival circuit?
Yeah, sure. It's we don't have anything locked down or anything we can talk about right now, but you know, it will definitely, we're looking at next spring, you know, at the very least getting it into some streaming platforms. My desire, my producer David Wilson, who's just been, you know, my greatest champion and the film's greatest champion, I can't imagine a better ally. He's a tremendous feminist, even though he wouldn't, you know, think of himself that way. But David Wilson's the one that read the script, believed that it needed to get made, put together the funding for it, you know, made it. He has really been, you know, like the rock behind all of this. So, we have the same desire, which is just that people see this. And we're working on some things to maybe empower some young women to help, you know, bring screenings of this to their communities.
Good.
We're working on some ideas, but the larger point of all of this is that while it is entertaining and it's not, you know, it's not a message piece per se, that the response that we've been getting from it tells us that it really can affect some social change, and we'd like it to be able to do that.
So you're deep in all of this. I almost hate to ask this next question, but what's next for Dory Barton?
Yeah, I know, right? Because, like, you know, what anxiety that must cause me to be asked that, because you're an artist too. Yeah. I'm writing a script. I really need to get the focus on it. I've been writing it for some time. I thought that, of course, in my wild imagination, I was like, oh, I'll be on the road. I'll be staying in all these fabulous hotels. I'll have great...
plenty of time to write.
My script. I'll end this festival tour with a completed first draft. It'll be awesome. So,
how's that
working
out for you?
Yeah, it's great. It's super... I'm writing every night. No, I will have a first draft by the end of 2016.
Okay.
That will happen.
That's your goal.
I'm on track to make that happen. But yeah, I mean, of course, it's you know, it'll be my second film. There's, you know, any number of anxieties around that. And I think it's just, part of it is just because now I know how much I love it.
Mm.
And having taken Girl Flu from conception to this festival tour, you know, which was really, I guess, about 5 years, like from, you know, full from the moment it came into my mind till now. So, and you know, so like if you're gonna have something be part of five and a half years of your life, like you better really, really love it.
Yeah.
And I really,
really
love Girl Flu.
Excellent.
So
the film Girl Flu streams tonight, Friday, 6:15.
Thank you, Sean.
And Newcomb Hall Theater. So you grew up in Virginia. This is not your first time in Charlottesville, but your first time at the Virginia Film Festival?
Definitely my first time at the Virginia Film Festival.
Have you been treating you right?
Yes, and I had a really excellent night of sleep, which, as you can tell by my voice, all apologies. I haven't been getting enough of lately, but yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I was just driving down the main street past the university, and it looks like a fantasy of what people think of when they think of, you know, college
towns and in the South
and fall and like. Yeah, that experience, it's almost hard to believe that it's real. It's so beautiful here. So, yeah, the festival has been treating me beautifully. I'm very excited to dive in today and watch films, see panels. There's so many things available here. It's amazing. I have that serious fear of missing out that kicks in there. You know?
Yeah. What's it called? Yeah. FOMO?
FOMO. Yeah. I have wicked FOMO when it comes to festivals because there's so many. I mean, you look at the program here and it's just...
150 films. I know, it's crazy.
It is.
Well, so share this podcast with your filmmaker friends.
Okay.
Tell them they all got to come out to the Virginia Film Festival.
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much, Story Barton,
Thank
for being
you.
Here. And so much. Just have a grand time tonight.
Oh, thank
you.
It's
a screening. Girl Flu, Friday, 6:15 p.m., Newcomb Hall Theater. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Sean.